Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the 210 News Bomb. The story that just will not go away. The Trump White House has, by any measure, left, right, or center, really mismanaged the Epstein Files scandal. There is blood in the water, and the Democrats are circling.
Senate Democrats want the Justice Department to release transcripts and recordings of interviews last week with Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met twice with Ghislaine Maxwell in Florida, where she's in prison for helping Epstein's sex trafficking network. Top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dick Durbin and Rhode Island Sheldon Whitehouse say the interviews are another tactic to distract from the administration's failed promise to unveil the full Epstein files. They also want the department to pledge it will not offer Maxwell a pardon for taking part in the meetings. Asked about a potential pardon Friday,
"It's something I haven't thought about."
This morning, the president was asked if he's ruling one out.
"Well, I'm allowed to give her a pardon, but nobody's approached me with it. Nobody's asked me about it."
And says for now, it's inappropriate to talk about pardons. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Just say no, dummy. This is so easy. Excuse me, I don't mean to call the President of the United States a dummy, but that is so simple, man. Everybody knows you're allowed to do it. Like, if you're supposed to be good at one thing, Donald, and it's messaging. That's how you got to be in the position you're at now. It's not because you're great at policy. It's because you know what to say in moments like that, that are going to make sticky moments for you in the news that people are going to talk about 10,000 times over the course of a weekend. If somebody asks you, do you think you might pardon Ghislaine Maxwell? Just say no. I will also not miss this opportunity to remind you, the person who interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, is President Trump's former personal attorney. If you think that President Trump's former personal attorney is not going to ask questions of Ghislaine Maxwell and report answers based on whether or not it's going to embarrass or impugn his former client, I got a bridge I would like to sell you. Over in Europe, in order to avoid an escalating trade war, President Trump has reached an agreement to raise taxes on American consumers.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
The tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
We wanted to do it in a way that trade goes on between the two of us across the Atlantic, because the two biggest economies should have a good trade flow between us. And I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal before imposing stiff tariffs on the EU's 27 member countries. I'm Mike Hempen.
I guess I'm glad we got the deal. It's having a deal is better than not having a deal. But, you know, President Trump just raised the amount of taxes that you're going to pay when you buy stuff from Europe. OK. President Trump described that deal exactly as you might guess he would.
We've reached a deal. It's a good deal for everybody, I believe. And I think you were saying this is probably the biggest deal ever reached in any capacity, trade or beyond trade.
It is.
It's a giant deal with lots of countries.
A giant deal with lots of countries. Thank you, Mr. Trump. European politicians seem satisfied so far, but European economists, not so much.
There is agreement among economists that putting 15% tariff on your closest trading partner is a stupid idea. It's a bad idea. It's not something that will be to the detriment of your own economy more than anything else. So on one hand, it shows the weakness of Europe at this particular point in time, and that's bad. At the same time, what the U.S. got in return for this is something that actually is probably a bad outcome for them, even more than for us.
Well, time will tell. Better late than never, but Donald Trump has apparently figured out that Vladimir Putin is not his friend, just because he says nice things about him, but that he is indeed, as the rest of us have known for a long time, a liar and a mass murdering maniac.
I'm not so interested in talking anymore. He talks, we have such nice conversations, such respectful and nice conversations, and then people die the following night with a missile going into a town and hitting, recently, I guess, the nursing home, but they hit other things. Whatever they hit, people die.
Amazing. He's starting to sound more compassionate than he has in times before. And I guess I mean that specifically, as he's always kind of been... He's been able to use compassionate words about people that he liked, people that voted for him. But I don't really remember him saying stuff like this about people in other countries, people that were, you know, being attacked in a war, people who were starving. He's starting to use a sort of different set of words to talk about those people. I don't think that really means anything, but stuck out to me. As Trump is growing increasingly frustrated over his inability to secure peace in Ukraine, so is he growing frustrated with Bibi Netanyahu's genocidal campaign in Gaza.
President Trump is urging Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu to act as images of emaciated kids emerge from Gaza just yesterday.
There is no starvation in Gaza.
Asked if he agrees with Netanyahu.
I don't know. Based on television, I would say not particularly, because those children look very hungry.
And the president's urging him to do something.
I want them to make sure they get the food.
It appears to be a recalibration of the president's stance on Gaza and comes as he met in Scotland with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
People in Britain are revolted at seeing what they're seeing on their screens.
The president says the US, UK, and others will set up food centers in Gaza, while again complaining America has not been given enough credit for organizing past aid.
Nobody said even thank you. You know, thanks. Somebody should say thank you.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Now, if genocide seems like too strong of a term for me to use to describe what the Israeli government is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doing? You don't have to take it from me. Israeli advocates are calling it that too.
Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. This crime must stop immediately. The primary responsibility lies with the Israeli government, but also with the international community, to take every measure permitted by international law to put an end to a crime that continues to claim victims at this very moment, just 70 kilometers away from here.
David Shapiro is the former U.S. ambassador to Israel, and he says the airdrops that you've probably seen on TV, they have provided limited amounts of food so far, and that's a good start, but more needs to be done.
Airdrops are just sort of a first emergency measure. The much more relevant measure will be the humanitarian pauses that the Israeli military has put in place to allow and to facilitate much greater transportation of aid into Gaza and across Gaza.
And here at home, a sort of a frightening situation at a Walmart in Michigan. A man allegedly stabbed 11 people before he was taken into custody. Thankfully, nobody is dead. But here's what's unusual about this. He could face terrorism charges.
11 people were stabbed at the Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, Saturday, with shoppers, including one with a gun, subduing the suspect. Sheriff Michael Shea says 42-year-old Bradford James Gilley was taken into custody.
Requested charges will be as follows. One count of terrorism, 11 counts of assault with intent to murder. Mr. Gilley's history shows prior assaultive incidents as well as controlled substance violations. A motive has not yet been determined.
Prosecutor Noelle Mogenberg explains that terrorism charge.
We believe in some ways done to affect the entire community, to put fear in the entire community and to change how maybe we operate on a daily basis. And so that is why we're looking at that terrorism charge.
Officials say 10 patients remain in the hospital, 2 in serious condition. I'm Julie Walker.
God bless them, everyone. I was at the Chapultepec Street Walmart last Thursday night, and then I saw the story over the weekend. 11 people got stabbed, and I thought, God, just the horror of just, you know, walking through the cereal aisle or whatever, and some nut comes at you and stabs you, and then you stay awake or whatever long enough just to see him go stab somebody else, not knowing how many people are hurt. Was he after you? How many more people are you going to die? Is the person next to you going to die? God help us. When we come back, we'll talk to David Schloss, who's a white hat hacker, CEO of Emulated Criminals. 2 minutes and 53 seconds were cut from what the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI told us was full, raw surveillance video from the only functioning camera near Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell the night that he died. How does that happen? How did analysts discover that discrepancy? And what does it mean that Pam Bondi's Department of Justice and Kash Patel's FBI are telling us that this is the full unedited surveillance video when clearly we can now see it is not at all? Amin Hoken for Scoot. We'll be right back. Stick around on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.